This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
A blessed day to all our faithful listeners of Radio K Pulpit. I'm your host, Susan Moss, and our theme is I Can. We are here today to uncover the power of faith on I Can as we bring to you from the Word to your heart. And our topic today is Hope for What Seems Hopeless, Part 1. Now, family, there just seems to be no shortage of hopeless situations around the world. On top of this bad news, we have our own circumstances that are often overwhelming. It's just easy to feel hopeless, so very easy. How do we find hope for what seems hopeless? And today I want to try to answer this tough question. Let me give you four biblical truths for hopeless situations. Hopeless situations are allowed by God. Sad to say, but this is scriptural. The Bible is filled with stories of hopeless situations. That's what's so great about it. You can find one you can identify with. I'm sure of that. There is Noah. There is Moses. There's Gideon and David. The pages of scripture are filled with stories of tragedy, crises, and people struggling with hope. Even the writers of the New Testament told their followers that hard times are reality. Now in Acts 14 verse 22, the Bible says, they encourage them to continue in the faith, reminding them that we must suffer many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Experiencing many hardships is part of the journey to our final destination. They are allowed by God. Now, what's the benefit of these times? Now, hopeless situations allow us to see God more clearly. That's a benefit. Psalm 18 verse 6 says, but in my distress I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears. And sometimes, family, desperation opens our eyes so that we pursue and see God. Story of Elisha and his servant, 2 Kings 6 verse 8 to 23. More are with us than are with them. Sometimes we just have to get to the end of our rope in order for God to open our eyes. When things are going well, it's easy to lose sight of God. But when everything is dark, all the distractions of life are removed and we see God very clearly. Often it is in our hopeless condition where we experience God the most. Now let's look at hopeless situations that strengthens our faith and clarify our convictions. 1 Peter 1 verse 6 to 7 says, so be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead. Even though you have to endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. Now, family, it is in the hopeless situations of life where our faith is truly tested. Will we cling to what God has said? Will we continue to follow despite every circumstance in my life telling me otherwise? When there is no tangible evidence of God's goodness or his loving care, his provision, when you can't see any blessing for your obedience, when all feel is hopelessness, when there is times happen, we must remember that we are on God's anvil. An anvil means the beginning and lasting strength of our Lord and Savior that never ceases. Now, when a tool emerges from the fires of the anvil, your faith and convictions are refined. Your purpose is clearer. Life makes more sense. The strength of my faith and the clarity of my convictions came from the fires of God's anvil. Hope results from clinging to God despite the hopelessness of our situation. Remember, Job leaves us an amazing example. Job 13 verse 15 says, "Though he slay me, yet I will hope in him." Now that is faith and conviction. Hopeless situations are allowed by God. It's so strange and so funny to say this, but God allows hopeless situations, family. Now let's look at that. Hopeless situations remind us of our ultimate hope. Colossians 1 verse 5 says, talks about our ultimate hope because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Hopeless situations get our focus off of this life. 1 John 2 verse 15 to 17 says, "Do not love this world nor the things it offers you, for the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever." Hopeless situations have a way of stripping life down to its essentials. What's really important? We become much more keenly aware of the fading away of this world's non-essentials. It's too easy to put our hope in the things of this life. We tend to fall in love with this life. Our careers, maybe, money, positions, and pleasures, achievements. When we lose all that the world offers, we are confronted with the hopelessness of it all. How many people have lost hope because of the economy, as if life is not all about money, careers, and positions? God said these things fade. It is all temporary. Now, family, this is our... I'm going to conclude this part one, and we're going to speak on the same topic next time, part two. God bless you. And remember, if I can, you can, and together we can make a difference. I'm Susan Moss, and you can get me on 061-922-4560.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.